It's Thursday, December the 11th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Small traders, known as Order With Me agents, have approached the Namibia Revenue Agency to highlight issues including confusing customs procedures. Eshertha Ikhanjo reports they also named high taxes, delays at ports of entry, and the confiscation of goods.
The concerns were aired during an engagement session between NAMRA officials and Order With Me traders in Windhoek on Monday, where agents welcomed the opportunity to directly engage the Revenue Authority on challenges affecting their businesses. Among the key concerns raised were procedures for declaring goods at border posts and airports, including the Arriamsvlei and Bedapos border posts, as well as clarity on how custom duties and taxes are calculated.
Road safety remains critical amid high accident and fatality rates, particularly during the festive season. And in this report compiled by our Francha Littering, with thousands expected to travel, the West Coast Safety Initiative urges motorists to stay alert to changing road conditions.
Over the weekend, News on One traveled to Swakopmund to speak to the National Coordinator of the West Coast Safety Initiative, Aubrey Oosthuizen, about the season so far. And it is not a picture worth boasting about in terms of road safety. He says impatient drivers contribute to the high rate of road accidents. Oosthuizen therefore urges drivers to remain aware of ever-changing road conditions, including fog, which limits visibility, and high-volume stretches of road, and take fellow road users, pedestrians as well as passengers into consideration.
Government is pushing ahead with efforts to cap housing and rental prices, with the new minister, Modestus Amutse, prioritizing the completion of the long-delayed rent control bill, the brief reports. First introduced in 2017, the bill seeks to establish a national rental control board as average rents, now at $7,611, continue to strain affordability. Amutse, according to the report, emphasized the need for close cooperation with the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development. He further said intervention can no longer be delayed as many people remain unable to secure decent housing. Continentally, Rwanda-backed M23 rebels have seized the eastern Congolese town of Uvira near the Burundian border, marking the largest escalation in months in the ongoing conflict, according to Reuters reports. Uvira, located on the shores of Lake Tanganyika, serves as the regional military hub for the Kinshasa-appointed government in South Kivu, and its capture could pave the way for rebels to push beyond the province. On the international front, the U.S. Central Bank has cut interest rates by a quarter percentage point for the third time this year, with a new range of 3.5 to 3.75%. And as Arcade Fisher reports from Washington, the Federal Reserve decision comes as it seeks to support a weakening job market, even as inflation persists.
The Fed's decision to cut rates should make it slightly cheaper to borrow money to buy a car and pay off credit card debt. But as with the two previous rate cuts, it was not a unanimous decision, underscoring just how fractured the central bank has become as it grapples with the competing pressures of rising unemployment in the US and sticky inflation. Fed policymakers are divided over which of those problems is more urgent. So three of them dissented, marking the first time in 6 years that an interest rate vote was so divided.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.